And as a 20-year-old, to see so much, it just makes you want to do so much more, because I'm still growing, I'm still learning, I'm still in that stage where I'm figuring out what I truly want to do in life. And that's when I found my purpose. And in the top 20, there were amazing projects. But when I saw my project come up, I had tears in my eyes because I couldn't believe that I had done it, of course, with the help of a huge team. And I won Beauty with a Purpose. And I'm very proud to say that... And I'm very proud to say that I'm the first Miss World who also won Beauty with a Purpose. After which, of course, not only my project, after winning Miss World, we were here in India. This year's Beauty with a Purpose tour started from my home country, from my project, where we traveled for 9 days. Not only me and the Miss World team, but we had continental winners. We had young girls. So they aren't politicians, they aren't powerful people, but they are just young girls, just like me. They're students, they're daughters. One of them is still in school. And they all came down, and we all were traveling across India, trying to spread awareness, trying to create different systems. We met with people called as Akar Innovations. Most of you must be knowing about them. And we met these tribal communities at the Bhutan border. We traveled a lot, but we met up with politicians, the Honorable Vice President and our External Affairs Minister. They were kind enough to meet us and support us on our project, after which I traveled to different countries. I can go on and on about that, but these are young women who are doing this. They are young women who are bringing this change. And that in itself makes us feel so empowered. I think a lot of people ask me this question, that how did you prepare for Miss World? When did you start preparing for Miss World? And I have no answer to it. And when I think about it, I think it's 20 years. And I know I speak like a 30-year-old and I think like a 60-year-old, but I'm 20 years old. Believe me on that. And I think it's 20 years of being a woman who never treated herself differently just because she was a girl, of growing up in a family where she didn't know the meaning of the words women empowerment because she never felt she needed it. And I think I was fortunate. And all I can say is that I pray that in the future, no one knows the meaning of women empowerment, because we don't need these words. Women are equal to men. Thank you.